Shmuel Aleph Perek Hesvav. This parak discusses the wiping out of Amalek and Shaul's subsequent sin that caused the kingship to be lost from his family forever. And Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. Shmuel said to Shaul, Otsi shalach Hashem l'mishikecha l'melech al amo al Yisrael. I sent you, Hashem sent you to be the anointed one, the king over Yisrael. Ve'at ha'shama l'kol divrei Hashem. And now listen to the word of Hashem. Shmuel now related the commandment of Hashem to wipe out and destroy every facet of Amalek. This included men, women, children, and even the cattle. Rashi adds, the Amalekim knew witchcraft and were able to turn themselves into cattle. Therefore, the cattle needed to be destroyed as well. In Pasuk Dalet, through Pasuk Ches, Shaul now gathered Yisrael together and counted them, utilizing his own lambs, as it is forbidden to count Yisrael by numbers. Shaul tells the Kenani to leave before destroying Amalek. Shaul now wipes out almost the entire Amalek. In Pasuk Tes, Vayachmo Shaul Va'am al Agag. But Shaul and the nation had mercy on Agag, on the king of Amalek. Va'al Netiv Hatzon Va'abakar Va'al Kol Tov. Below Abu Hacharamim, and they had mercy and saved the best and the choicest sheep and cattle and the good things, and they were not willing to completely destroy everything. And Pasuk Yud, through Pasuk Kesbav, Shmuel received prophecy from Hashem relating that Hashem regretted Kabayachol, making Shaul the king, and Shaul would now lose the kingdom after not following through with Hashem's word. Shmuel was pained by this and prayed for Shaul the entire night. Note again, we see the great leadership of Shmuel HaNavi, who went to bat for Shaul, even though Shaul indeed sinned. Shmuel HaNavi still davened for him and searched for the good. The next morning, Shmuel went to greet Shaul. Upon their meeting, Shaul tells Shmuel he indeed fulfilled the word of Hashem. Shmuel questioned Shaul by saying, "What are those sheep I hear?" Shaul related, he saved the best of the spoils of war to sacrifice to Hashem. In Pasuk Tezayin through Yates, Shmuel rebuked Shaul and related the prophecy he had received. Shmuel explained to Shaul, at the end of the day, you did not listen to the word of Hashem and deviated from what you were supposed to do. You, Shaul, are the king of Yisrael, and with all Yisrael watching you. Shaul defended himself to Shmuel, and Shaul explained his rationale that he wanted to bring King Agag and the best of Amalek for a sacrifice to Hashem. This would have resulted in a huge sanctification of God's name. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, and here lies Shaul's sin. Shaul came with sophistications and calculations on what would be better, but these sophistications led Shaul to decide to save the best for Hashem, which ultimately caused Shaul to deviate from Hashem's word. It takes no sophistication and complexities to come close to Hashem. Shaul was supposed to put aside his own ideas and self-assertion and just follow Hashem's commandment with utter simplicity. So too in our own lives, we need not to overthink things with our great sophistications and complexities. Rather, just simply do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. In Pasuk Chaf Beis, Shmuel related to Shaul, he was supposed to simply be obedient to Hashem's word, and Hashem doesn't need all the sacrifices, because Shaul rejected Hashem, and Hashem now rejected Shaul, the kingship will be lost. In Pasuk Chaf Dalet through Lamed, Shaul now confesses and admits to his sin. Shmuel told Shaul he will never see Shaul again. Shaul, trying to detain Shmuel, actually rips Shmuel's garb. Shmuel related, as of this day on, Hashem has taken the kingship from you. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Shaul asked one last request from Shmuel. Shaul wanted Shmuel to accompany him to bow to Hashem in front of Yisrael. Shmuel consented. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Agag was brought to Shmuel, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Shmuel kasher sikla nashim chirbecha. And Shmuel said to Agag, just as your sword made women childless, Kain tiskal menashim imecha, so shall your mother be childless among those women. V'yishasek Shmuel et Agag lifnei Hashem v'Gilgal. And Shmuel beheaded Agag in front of Hashem in Gilgal. And Pasuk Lamed Hey, which is the end of the parak, Shmuel returned home to Ramah. Shaul returned home to Givat Shaul. Shmuel had never saw Shaul again until Shaul's death. Shmuel mourned over Shaul. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.